First of all, I want to thank you for being so brave, so courageous, taking on the wounds of rape, sexual abuse, even abuse, are not for the faint-hearted. But like Iram said, every woman knows this wound. So in you doing this, the collective feminine will heal. You are not alone. We are not alone. And I want us to begin by crossing our arms over, closing our eyes, and sensing or seeing divine goddess energy around us. I want us to receive her compassion and her unconditional love. I want you to sense this coming into you. I want you to sense this on your skin, falling down on your head, covering you, enveloping you. And then I want you to put your anger, your deep grief and sorrow into a bag. Oh, and make it an organic paper bag. And I want you to surrender this at her feet. It is no longer your job to carry this weight. Feel the relief of this unloading and the blessings of her presence. And then carry on to the remaining processes. Rape is an act of betrayal. It is a violation of our fundamental birthright to be safe anywhere, anytime, and with everybody. Along with its other aspect, sexual abuse, this can damage us mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and definitely financially. These wounds slash through our worthiness, deservingness, and our next fundamental birthright to be healthy and happy, because it fills us with such deep self-loathing, body shame, blame, guilt, anger, excess weight, that's just really hard to let go of. Behaviors like hiding, dressing down, seeking punishment, punishing ourselves in some way or the other, debilitating self-judgments, self-flagellations, and often unhealthy, abusive relationships, because really, we don't believe it could be any better for us. Like we said on the show, basta! Enough! It is time to lovingly cleanse, clear, and bandage these wounds from an old, old time. So do this for you. Do this for me. Do this for our sisterhood. Do it to come into your highest power, your highest love, and your bestest life. I want you to close your eyes. I'm taking it for granted that you are hydrated. See yourselves again in the presence of a divine, unconditional, loving mother. And then see yourselves in her presence with the knives of betrayal in your back or front, through your head, through your perineum. These could be knives, these could be daggers, these could be swords. Just start pulling them out. This dimension in which you are seeing all of this or sensing all of this has all the resources you need. So if you need your higher self to help you do this, if you need medical assistance, it is all available right here. I want you to see the presence of these helpers of the Divine Mother, these angelic beings. You can see them helping you. You can see them pulling out the knives. Be quick and allow them to be quick and diligent. If the wounds show a gash or bleeding, as they sometimes do, you will also see these divine beings step in to put gold, green, or blue gel, suture the gash, and bandage the wound. And this is where I want you to fully be open to receiving the new labels. Because as the wounds are healing, I want you to start simultaneously relabeling. I want you to use words like love, peace, calm, worthy, deserving, beautiful, pure, safe, secure, protected, healthy, happy, blessed, clean, clear, divine. I'm right here. Take your time. See all of these attaching themselves to the body. And to keep you company, that's me picking up my bowl. To allow these energies to stick better, here's your clearing and download. Love, peace, calm, safe, secure, worthy, deserving, protected, blessed, beautiful, clean, clear, healthy, happy, divine. Stick these labels again. Add in the label of healthy boundaries, respect, trust, faith, forgiveness, ease, effortlessness, effortless. Change, transformation, new. Anew. Rebirth. 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 On another day, check yourself again. Do it in the presence of the mother. And whatever shows up, it'll show up as a knife. So you remove that and you relabel again. The second time you do this, I want you to put in these labels: divine feminine, divine masculine, balance, flow, connected, belonging, magic. miracles, acceptance, approval, praise, reward, celebration, honor, monies, abundance, prosperity, wealth, health, love. Be at peace. Help is available. Do not do this alone if it seems too much. Talk to me if you have other words that come up for you. And maybe I will do another recording. Thank you for doing this for you, for me, and for everybody. Thank you for doing this for humanity. And for Earth. Big love, big hug. See you soon again.